Nestled into a notch of Kentucky that's smack in between Nashville, Memphis, St. Louis, and Louisville is a place where local music shares the stage with $5 bingo, ring toss, and where on a summer afternoon you can pay to dunk someone by throwing a ball at a target. As the smell of slow-cooked pork wafts across the grass, there's also the aroma of even slower-cooked Kentucky state politics. At the annual Fancy Farm picnic last Saturday in Fancy Farm, Kentucky, the barbecue was ready to eat, but the state politics won't be out of the oven for another year. Nevertheless, the 2014 Senate race was a popular side dish for voters, even at this 2013 picnic. Gabe Bullard, news director at public radio station WFPL in Louisville, sent a whole team to the picnic over the weekend. Gabe, welcome.
Hi.
So this is an absolutely mandatory political event in Kentucky. Tell me a little bit about it, and then we'll go through the candidates that really matter here.
Yeah, it's been going on for decades now that the candidates are showing up at this picnic to trade jabs. This isn't really a place where you're going to get a heavy policy speech. You're going to get some jokes at the opponent's expense. And if you're running for office in Kentucky, you pretty much have to show up. And this draws the local candidates for statewide office, for federal office, also draws out sometimes even heavier weights. Al Gore was at Fancy Farm in the past campaigning. So whenever there's a contest, then you're going to see some candidates at Fancy Farm.
And even though this is very much conservative Kentucky, rural Kentucky, you're going to find some Democratic candidates. Here's Allison Lundergan Grimes, who's the Democratic candidate for the U.S. Senate race, pitted against Mitch McConnell. Listen.
I admit Allison Lundergan Grimes is a long name, but where else can you find a name with five vowels? Because it's such a long name, my grandmother and I decided we would do something about that. With your help, Kentucky, come January 2015, you can call me Senator.
Whoa, really warm and fuzzy audience there, Gabe.
Yeah, you can hear the folks chanting, we want Mitch, and you can also hear the folks chanting, ditch Mitch, really just all over the place. The crowds are quite lively.
And it's as though Barack Obama is running for office if you listen to incumbent Senator Mitch McConnell.
Is the Senate going to be run by a Nevada yes man for Barack Obama who believes coal makes you sick, or the guy you're looking at?
Is that guy we're looking at, so to speak, or listening to on the defensive, Mitch McConnell, the minority leader in the Senate?
Yes, I would say so to a degree. You know, a month ago, most of the folks in Kentucky thought this was going to be a Fancy Farm, probably that most folks could sleep through. But then Allison Lundergan Grimes got in the race, and then Matt Bevin on the Republican side got into the race, challenging McConnell in the primary. And this has put McConnell in a bit of a crossfire. And his speech on Saturday was essentially defending not only his reputation in office, but also the power that he has in office as this defender of Kentucky.
Well, finally, let's listen to Matt Bevin, businessman from Louisville, who doesn't have the same sort of Southern accent as the other two candidates in the field that we've just heard, but is definitely the one putting Mitch McConnell on the defensive.
Where's Mitch? Where's Mitch? Where's Mitch? You know, the people of Kentucky have been wondering that for quite a while now.
So is the Democrat Grimes sitting pretty until the general election, but it's going to be knockdown drag out for Bevins and McConnell in the primary?
It looks to be that way. Matt Bevin is a wealthy man. He's getting a lot of support from Tea Party groups from outside the state. McConnell, of course, has a very strong fundraising apparatus, so I think we're going to see a lot of money spent in this primary. Meanwhile, Grimes can continue to tour the state and tout her message, and essentially she's running against McConnell. Meanwhile, Bevin's running a similar line of attack, same key, maybe a different melody, in saying that McConnell hasn't done enough to protect Kentucky with his power in the Senate.
All on a lovely Saturday afternoon at the Fancy Farm picnic, where barbecue and coleslaw was on display along with politics. Gabe Bullard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Gabe Bullard is Director of News and Editorial Strategy at WFPL in Louisville.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.